Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We are proud to be at Conrad's in Liberty, right off 291 Highway. It'd be an honor and a privilege to spend this Wednesday afternoon with you. And yes, Elton John is your artist of the day today because apparently, and unbeknownst to me, he is in town tonight. You ready?
I'm so excited.
Did you guys see that the big dinosaur down at Union Station has Elton John sunglasses on?
No, it doesn't really.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That is awesome.
Very weird picture that's circulating today, and I can't decide if it's photoshopped or if it's real.
Okay.
The 20-pound goldfish.
Okay, I saw this. I'm going to pull it up for Scott.
I can't decide if it's real.
Is it even possible for them to get that big?
According to a quick Google search, it is.
Okay, Scott.
Is it alive or dead?
Creepy. Look at this. Well, I think it was alive, and then he pulled it out of the water, and it was dead.
No, he put it back in.
He put it back in the water.
He put it back in.
Oh, he put it back in.
Yeah.
So he didn't kill it?
No.
Okay.
What do you think, Kara? I don't know.
It feels like one of those hoaxes that's going around. It really does. Because
well, did you see the brother or somebody posted, "We thought you died when we flushed you down 16
yeah.
years ago,
oh.
Tippy." You
know? Tippy.
I don't know. The New York Post picked it up. That's got to be true, right?
Yeah.
Well.
It says he was using a biscuit as bait, and it is...
That's a big... Why was a goldfish out in, like, a public pond?
Well, and that's what they say. A lot of people just dump their fish out there instead of, you know...
And they don't freeze?
Apparently not.
I mean, so, he's wearing winter clothing. It obviously is cold.
The fish is wider if you don't have a phone or a computer on you or you're driving or
it's
something.
It's wider than his torso.
The fish is wider than a grown man's torso.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
They claim it's
big.
A 20-pound goldfish.
Oh, I think it's so gross. Here's the post. What you are witnessing is not National Geographic. It is not a stolen image or edited photo. This is my brother who is holding what could possibly be that pet goldfish we flushed when I was 9. I swear I thought you were dead, Bubbles.
Bubbles.
LOL. Caught in Kentucky, y'all. Oh my gosh, don't flush your pets. Now, wait a minute.
Why would you flush a live goldfish?
Wait a minute. Anderson works part-time at a bait and tackle shop.
Okay.
You don't think he did this like for, I don't know. I don't know, like.
Here's what I've learned. I believe a handful of sources.
You don't believe anybody anymore.
No, I don't. And here's why. Have you guys seen this new thing called deep fake?
Yeah.
Deep fake.
You see it on deep fake. Look it up when you get out of the news booth there. They have perfected a way to make it look like people are saying things that they're not saying.
Yes, right. I did see this.
By
Donald Trump,
it.
Barack yeah. Obama, and this is why here's the only groups I believe now, and I know that you're going to roll your eyes. For the most part, Fox News. For the most part, MSNBC. Definitely CNN. I believe them. New York Times, Wall Street Journal, KMBZ, and Channel 9 because Chris Ketz works there and he's awesome.
Thank you.
And that's it.
And that you don't believe anybody else.
And Mark Alford at Fox 4 because he's a personal friend of mine. And that's it.
Not even your mother.
My mother might be deep fake.
Yeah. I've had my mom send me a couple of questionable things over the last couple of
years.
I'm
not believing.
I'm like, mother,
no.
This is not true.
I'm going to believe the three cable news outlets.
Okay.
Channel 9, Channel 4, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and that's it.
We just got.
I'll tell you. Go
we
ahead,
just
Sam.
Got three different calls about it. A goldfish is simply a carp, and a carp will grow however large its environment will allow it to. So yes, this is 100% possible.
Goldfish gross me out, and I don't know why.
Can you eat a goldfish other than like at a bar?
That one.
When you're swallowing it for a free beer?
I'm sure you could
I
eat the one
so
in the picture.
Gross. Yeah, it's so gross. We went to this.
Is it a tender meat?
I don't know. We went to a sushi restaurant in Florida, and they have one of those. Is it a koi pond inside? You know, it's a little water feature.
The Japanese goldfish.
Yeah, where they have those gross big fish that come up to the surface and go, man, 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 man.
What do they say?
Yeah, those things gross me out. I don't know why.
They're just big goldfish.
And I eat fish and seafood like 10 times a week.
You're not eating them. They're just there on display.
I just don't like them. I don't know why.
What do they look like?
They're doing that with their mouth. And then the kids can feed them, and they all go jumping on top of each other.
You know they got those down at Deanna Rose, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I know.
I think they're cute.
So do you believe this or not? Because he did put it back. Why is there no video?
Because it's not real.
I'm going to go on my Scott Parks crap-o-meter on a scale of 1 to 10.
10 being complete
10
crap.
10 being completely true.
Okay.
1 being false. I'm going to give this one a 2.
I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay.
It has the potential to be real, but I'm going with crap.
Okay.
I don't believe this stuff anymore. I don't believe.
Because why isn't there video? If you pulled this thing out of the water, there would be video. You would go, oh my gosh, this doesn't even look real.
Well,
I just get video.
I love the fact that they're trying to prove it. Look, we've got a picture. Really, these days, a picture?
Uh-huh. Picture ain't gonna cut it.
I'm gonna give this a 2.
Nope. I'm gonna go 2 now.
You know who ruined
me? I'm downgrading.
You ruined me because of the guy that claimed someone wrote something mean mm-hmm. on his ticket.
Yep.
He was a waiter.
Yep.
And I said, I believe him. This is horrible. And then someone started a GoFundMe and there's like $20,000 in it. And then it turns out.
Here's the deal.
He faked it and wrote something awful on the receipt on his own.
If something unfortunate happens to you that is not health related. Or, like, lost your job related, and you start a GoFundMe page, I automatically don't believe you.
Well, what if someone starts it for you?
I automatically don't believe them.
Okay.
I'm telling you, the last 3 years have turned me into a cynic uncontested.
Because of GoFundMe?
Because of GoFundMe, this deep fake thing that I just found out about 2 weeks ago. I'm just, with everything with Facebook and Twitter over the last 2 or 3 years with the elections, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe anybody.
You draw the line at a 20-pound goldfish.
I don't think it's real.
Okay.
If you look at the picture closer, his thumb is not in the mouth of the goldfish. I doubt a fish that size would not be squirming, and he would not just be supporting it with his hand.
Yeah, why is the fish not squirming? That's a great point, Sam. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I can't breathe, and I'm just going to lay here until you put me back in the water.
I don't know.
If somebody was keeping you from breathing, you would be squirming. You wouldn't go, eh.
Okay, now listen.
Oh, please.
A spokesman for the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources says, Anderson's fish looks like a breed of butterfly koi. It's not a goldfish. It's a butterfly koi. And he says the department's fisheries biologist came to that conclusion because the fish appears to have a barbel near its mouth. I don't know what that is. A butterfly koi of that size would be considered average, by the way.
Baloney.
Okay.
If you caught that fish, you would keep it.
He caught it with a biscuit.
No, he didn't. He didn't catch it.
He probably bought it.
It's a lie.
I do like the idea, though, that your goldfish can survive if you put them in a lake. I do appreciate that because I did that as a kid.
Did you get rid of one?
Yeah, because it got too big, and my mom was like, I'm not washing out this stupid tank any longer, so we're getting rid of the fish. And we were like, you can't flush him! And so we put him in the lake.
According to our callers, that would mean that they could survive longer.
Hmm. What is the most dumped pet that is the worst idea when you get it? And a fish is on the list, but it's not the worst.
All right, we'll talk about it on the other side, because we're late to the break.
It's a guinea pig.
And by the way, my... Sorry, boss, my watch is not working properly, and I would have gone to break earlier, but I just didn't know. We are at Conrad's Restaurant and Ale House in Liberty, right off 291 Highway. It'd be an honor and a privilege to spend Wednesday afternoon with you as we shine our city spotlight on the beautiful city of Liberty, Missouri. Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ. Conrads.
Woohoo!
9291 in Liberty. Be an honor and a privilege to spend this Friday afternoon, or see, I'm so used to saying that, this Wednesday afternoon with you. If you can swing on by, we're at Conrad's Restaurant and Ale House in Liberty. Story here from the Kansas City Star. And Dana, you only gave me the headline, but I can read part of it.
Well, I know enough to be dangerous.
You'll need to get the rest.
It's over.
Unpaid lunch balances. The headline is, Shawnee Mission's new free lunch policy is out. $16,500, but many families can pay.
Emphasis, can pay.
Unpaid lunch balances have risen to $16,000 since Shawnee Mission started guaranteeing students a full meal at school, even when their accounts are empty. Board members will now reconsider the policy in April. Just 4 months into its new policy of guaranteeing students a full lunch when they have no money in their school accounts, Shawnee Mission has amassed a negative balance of $16,500.
Okay, so let me simplify this for our conversation's purposes. Shawnee Mission came out and decided that if a child cannot pay for a hot lunch, that child will get a hot lunch anyway. And here's why. They used to give the kids who had a negative balance, like the old cheese sandwich at the back of the line. I remember in second grade, one day, I did not have my lunch. My dad forgot to bring it. I've never forgiven him. They made me go to the very back of the line. I could not eat with the other children. I was 7 or 8 years old. I had to wait at the end of the line and eat with the sixth graders who had the last lunch period. I sat in a corner, felt like I was going to be sick, and cried. Aww. Because it is so, people know. Okay, and sure. That was one day.
Sure.
And I remember my dad calling me after school, and he said, I am so sorry. Yeah. Now, I think he just thought, I forgot your lunch. What he didn't know was, you were, back in the day, you were singled out for that. And so I think the schools, in saying, we're going to get rid of the old cheese sandwich at the end of the line thing, they don't want kids singled out who don't have money in their account. So Shawnee Mission said, forget it, we're going to scrap the cheese sandwich. If you cannot pay, you are going to get a hot lunch.
And now they are in.
And then guess what happened?
Now they are in the hole for $16,000.
But there's a bigger problem.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. We are at Conrad's in Liberty, right off 291 Highway. Be an honor and a privilege if you would come on out. 576-7798. If you want to weigh in, 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
New developments in a shooting outside Central Academy. More next.
Hey, gang, we're at Conrad's in Liberty, right off 291 Highway. Just met a very nice lady with Total Bliss Massage and Float Therapy here in Liberty.
Thank you, I will.
Yes, go to their website. I'll give that out here in just a second. Enter the code 981. $10 off your next float therapy session.
Oh, I have to float right now.
Have you heard about that stuff?
I love it. My mom's done it. She loves
it. Oh, that's right.
She's done it. She swears by it.
So that's a Total Bliss Massage and Float Therapy here in Liberty as we shine our city spotlight on this beautiful city.
Well, the school board members in the Shawnee Mission District could use some float therapy. They're stressed out because they were trying to be nice. They were trying to be nice and help these kids. And I think, you know, no good deed goes unpunished,
well,
Scott Parks.
True.
So the school district has $16,000 in unpaid lunch balances. You want to guess how much of that $16,000 is from families who should and could be paying?
90%.
It's about that, yeah.
Am I right?
$13,000 of the $16,500 is from full-pay families who have just racked it up and not paid it. Now, a district spokesperson says it's possible that some of those families should be on the full lunch, free and reduced lunch program, and they just aren't.
Mm-hmm.
But there ain't no way that the majority of them, and I don't know that they're gaming the system as much as they.
78% of the families can afford it.
Almost 80% of the families who've racked up those balances are on the full pay lunch program. So what the district is saying to those families is, please pay for your lunch. We cannot continue to do this to serve those who really do need it if those of you who could and should be paying are not.
How do you determine whether or not some,
there's the question.
Seriously, because when you sign your kid up for school, you don't require that you turn in your last year's tax returns. You don't require that you turn in a pay stub. So they're basically basing this off of, have you paid in the past?
Well, are they? I don't know the answer to that. I think if you want to go on some kind of assistance program through the school, you do have to show something, don't you?
You probably do.
Like a tax return?
I'm saying is, with the Shawnee Mission School District, if they're guaranteeing a hot lunch to anybody, whether you can pay or not, they're not requiring you to receive it to turn in a form.
Or otherwise everyone would just turn in the form. Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is you suck as a parent if you can afford lunch and you're taking advantage of the school system.
How many of them are taking advantage of the system and how many of them just haven't paid the balance? Like, I know I've got to pay it. I'll get around to it. I saw the email.
Let me ask you a question.
I don't think all of those people are gaming the system. I think some of them are, and I think the others just haven't gotten around to paying and they need to pay it.
Tell me the truth. If Blue Valley had a similar policy, regardless of your ability to pay.
No questions asked.
Nope, none. Doesn't matter if you're married to Chris Ketz and you live in Leawood or whatever. We don't care. If you don't pay, your kid still gets a hot lunch. Would you still pay?
Of course I would still pay. Of course I would still pay. Now, that being said, at the beginning of the year when fees are due for our free public education, and we had four children in the district, and that tab was $3,000 or $4,000 with bus service.
Mm-hmm.
I split that sucker up. I called and I said, I am not writing a check for $3,000. I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I was nicer than that, but I said, that's ridiculous. And they let me pay it in like 3 or 4 installments or whatever. Like, they'll work with you if you have a bunch of kids. And they didn't ask to see proof that I didn't have $3,000. Trust me, I don't.
How do you solve this problem?
I don't know.
To take the side of an argument of a texter, for a 9-month school year, each KS student, so Kansas student, brings with them right at $12,000 in tax dollars. Or,
okay,
if you break it down, $1,333 per month. And it says, you cannot convince this texter that we cannot afford a meal, a free lunch for each and every student for that amount. Are they forgetting about paying teachers?
It's a good point. It's a good point because the average cost of a school lunch, it's in this story, it's like $1.70. It's something just ridiculous low. It's very, very cheap to do it.
How do you solve the
problem? But like everything else, it's very, very cheap to do it for 20 or 50 kids. It's not as cheap to do it for hundreds and hundreds of kids. Scott, I don't know. Do you knock on the door and say, prove to me you cannot pay for this lunch?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
I think that's the only way to solve this problem. You have to come in if you want to put your kid on a reduced school lunch program.
The
parent needs to privately, discreetly, we don't want to embarrass anyone, okay?
Okay.
We don't want anybody embarrassed or feeling ashamed of what they make or don't make. But if you want to enroll your kid that school year for a reduced lunch program, we need to see your last year's tax returns.
Oh, your tax dollars paid for that school.
Why does everybody say, ooh?
That's too invasive. That is too invasive.
You want the free ride?
No, that is too invasive, and you know it.
Then you know what? Then we're back to bologna and cheese.
Let me read this from the text line. There are other ways we can do this. Is not a good idea.
I've asked you three times. How do we solve this problem?
Do they get a look at your tax return because your ex-wife pays the school fees? Do they get a look at your return too?
No, they get to look at hers.
Why not yours? You're the father.
I don't pay for that stuff.
Well, that doesn't count. You can't opt
out. That's none of their business.
Exactly. I knew I'd get him with that one. I knew I would. Our school's in Missouri. It is a rural school south of Warrensburg. You cannot get your grade card at the end of the year unless you pay your fees. And that does mean a lot of times these kids don't get their grade cards. As a senior, I know, they'll hold your transcript.
Well, you remember when we were at KU, if you had parking fees.
And I did.
You would not get a diploma.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. How I'll ask it for the fourth time. How do you solve the problem so that parents who can't afford to pay for food pay for the food, but the kids, and let's be fair here, if your parents don't make a lot of money, hard times have hit, that's not your fault. That's not your problem. It is your problem, but it's not your fault. You shouldn't be penalized and ostracized and made to feel lesser in front of your friends at school because your parents have had rough times.
Okay.
So how do we solve this where the parents with means are paying their fair share for school lunch and not taking advantage of the system?
We build the cost of each lunch per student into the cost of the per pupil every year, and the parents stop paying for it every 3 weeks or 5 weeks or 6 weeks. Why is this not built in to the cost that you pay?
That's
what you do.
Okay.
You take the cost of the lunch, you divide it by the number of kids, and you say to everyone, instead of, you know, $200 in school fees this year, you're going to have $250. And they pay it on the aggregate, and then everyone gets a lunch.
Here's the problem with that, if I may. All of a sudden, you have to raise property taxes across the state. To
pay for a $1.70 lunch per kid per day?
Yes, because here, let's take the school district of Shawnee Mission, okay?
Okay.
Let's say you have 17,000 students in the Shawnee Mission School District, which you do.
Okay.
Every kid.
Let's just make it easy. Every kid has a $2 lunch.
Every kid has a $2 lunch. Daily, your cost is $34,000 times 5 days of school a week, okay?
Right.
Times roughly 34 weeks of school a year.
Okay. How much?
$5,780,000.
That is a drop in the bucket, and you know it.
That's one school district.
It's a drop in the bucket for that school district.
Times how many students are in the entire state of Kansas?
You're telling me you couldn't find something to cut, some fat to cut in the administration head office to pay for school lunches.
You really want me going down this road?
Don't even get me started.
You want me to talk about
getting
rid of school districts and superintendents? You want me to go down this road again?
Okay, from the text line, but I bring a sack lunch every day. Why do I have to pay?
Exactly.
Okay, I'll answer that. If you don't have children, you are still paying for that school. Those people still have to pay. My grandparents don't have children going to an elementary school. Their property taxes pay for that school.
However,
we have decided as a society, we want it benefits everyone to have an educated population.
You're missing the texter's point, Dana. If I have to pay $1.70 a day, but I don't want to pay $1.70 a day for my kid to eat cardboard pizza and hash browns from 3 days ago, I'm going to pack them an apple, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and a small bag of chips. I should not have to pay because I am already paying for their lunch. The only way around this is for parents who want to qualify for reduced lunch to bring in their tax statements.
Oh, my gosh. Someone just wrote in, publish the names of the families that, really? You know what? We should just put their private health information out there, too.
If you needed welfare, if you needed Section 8 housing, you have to tell the government how much you make. You have to go in to the Section 8 housing office or to the welfare office, and you have to say, I need assistance.
But that is, as an adult, you are doing that. All of these examples punish the child.
Your child doesn't benefit from your Section 8 housing?
Or the misbehavior of the adult.
Being poor is not a misbehavior.
Not paying their tab is not the child's fault.
I agree with you on that.
Is what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is there are some parents who cannot afford to pay. And there are clearly parents in the Shawnee Mission District, give me a break, I live in it.
That can pay. From the text line, I send my kids with a boxed lunch every day. I am not paying for a hot lunch my kids won't eat.
That's right. 576-7798. We're at Conrad's in Liberty. Our city spotlight is on this beautiful city today. 40 years older than Kansas City, Missouri, I might add, and they proudly point that out. If you can swing on by, we'd love to see you at Conrad's in Liberty. Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Money talks, but it can't sing and dance, and it can't walk. As long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue.
All right, let's do this real quick because we're at Conrad's in Liberty. And thank you for everybody who's shown up this afternoon to spend your Wednesday afternoon with us. May God bless all of you, and thank you for spending your time with us. Seriously, I'm being serious. Let's see who we got still online. Sam, is Glenda still with us? Glenda,
she is,
hello?
Yes.
Hello, Glenda.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Well, I'm a grandma.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say that my grandkids are on the free lunches. And my daughter at age 32 had several strokes, and now she is disabled. So I guess we are in that minority of people that actually needed help. And my daughter was so embarrassed about the financial thing, she didn't tell me until it came time for the kids to go to the next grade level, and they would not advance them until their lunch program was paid. And she said, Mom, I need help. So Grandma stepped in, and I'm disabled and on Social Security, but I paid over $500 to make sure that those four kids could go to the next level. Yeah. So there are people that really need help.
Oh, absolutely.
It upsets me that what you're saying is that people are taking advantage of that, and they have no right to do that.
Do you remember when they were on the free and reduced lunch program, Glenda? Do you remember if she had to somehow prove that they couldn't pay for it, if that makes sense? Did you have to give statements or tax returns or fill out a form? Do you remember?
Yes, I do. She had to show from her doctor that she had had strokes and it was now permanently disabled. She had to show that in order for her to get on that program.
Yeah.
But then there was still outstanding balances because apparently, I don't know how all the details worked, but they wouldn't advance the four children to the next level until it was paid. And so,
well, Glenda, we're glad that you were able to step in and help.
Help.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So Grandma stepped in, and I paid that.
Well,
so there
Glenda,
are people out there that really need this help. But, yes, she had to prove with a doctor's statement that she was now medically disabled and can no longer work.
Sure.
For
right,
her
Glenda,
to
think,
qualify for the program. So how people are able to qualify for this program. And
well, and Glenda, thank you for the call. Glenda,
justified.
Thank you for the call. I want to clarify. Shawnee Mission tried to do a very nice thing by saying, if you can't afford it, that's fine. We will provide it.
They did the honor system,
mm-hmm. and that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anyone thinking, Glenda, that someone lied on paperwork or falsified information. That's not what's happening. I think people are just, number one, I think, I would like to think in 80% of these cases, Scott, they just haven't paid it. They need to pay it. They need to get around to paying it. They know they need to pay it. They just haven't.
But if there's Dana, if there's no punishment, all right. Let's say you're
or no
on,
mechanism to figure it out.
Let's say you're on the threshold. Okay. Let's say the minimum amount that you can earn to get free lunch, and I don't know. You know, knock on wood. I've been blessed.
Somebody on the text line says it's $60,000 for a family, and that was, I believe, in Missouri.
Okay. All right, so let's say for Shawnee Mission it's 60 grand, just for the sake of the argument.
Okay.
Okay? If you make $61,000 a year, all right, and you just had Christmas, you're paying off your winter bills, heat and electricity are not cheap in December, January, February, are you in any rush to pay off a bill?
If you know you don't have to.
That nobody's going to force you to pay?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, just let's be realistic here.
Yeah.
If you make $200,000 a year, there's no excuse. You make $150,000, $100,000 a year, there's no excuse. But if you're barely getting by, and I'm not saying that somebody making $61,000 a year is barely getting by, all right? I'm not suggesting that. That is a livable wage. But you're making 40 grand, 41 grand. You could maybe pay the $170 a day for your kid to have a hot lunch.
I'm thinking of the scenario where it's single mom, three kids, no child support. That's the scenario that I feel like that household needs the help. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. household needs it, and she shouldn't have to prove it.
I am a child of a single mother. While she did get child support, I went to Catholic grade school, so we didn't have that option. There was no, hey, I don't have money for lunch. Hey, I didn't right. bring a lunch. My mom, who never really made a lot of money, just kind of made sure that we had food because she's a mom.
Yeah. From the text line, Scott, why do inmates eat free and kids don't?
It's apples and oranges. Why do inmates get free health care and I don't? I mean, give me a break. That's apples and oranges.
There's more than one person on the text line comparing the prison system with the school system when it comes to food.
Then starve the inmates and let's not give them any sort of medical care whatsoever and then see what happens.
Wow. That's not what I'm suggesting.
But that's what the texter is suggesting is why do inmates get free food and kids have to pay? That's an apples and oranges argument, and I think the texter knows it. It's ridiculous. Let's get to the newsroom. We are at Conrad's in Liberty. Here is Caremark, sir.
Happening now on KMBZ, a teenage girl murdered outside a high school basketball game. What the school superintendent says needs to change. That's next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.